Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
As you will probably know if you're a regular listener, we have a long association with the EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. And as ever, it's this time of the year where it kind of gets into the first push as we continue into 2026. This year's awards programme has just been launched, and I'm joined now by Roger Wallace, who's Head of Assurance and EY Entrepreneur of the Year Ireland. He's here with me in the studio. Roger, you're very welcome along.
Good morning, Emma. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you, this is a 12-month thing, so there's no start or finish for you as such. You're always on the go. It never ends, literally. But how important are these awards? I mean, I think in my own mind as being certainly right up there in terms of prestige in the business community here in Ireland. The brand is big. It resonates across all sorts of sectors and age groups and different types of firms. But just how important are these to EY? And just tell us a little bit about the awards themselves.
I mean, the awards are in their 29th year. They're obviously the premium award for entrepreneurs, for private business across the country. The objective is to drive, inspire, facilitate entrepreneurship, such an important part of economic activity, of employment, you know, right across 32 counties, you know, north and south. I think the big thing about the program and the real value is that, you know, finalists become members of the alumni that you referred to at the start, being an all-year-round program. And that alumni have a very big impact on each other in terms of ambition, in terms of growth, in terms of business development. And that is important to the economy.
Now, who should apply? And what I mean by that question is lots of people are running businesses. Some of them have been running them for decades. Some of them are just in the first fresh part of their growth phase, you know, maybe a year or two in. So just give our listeners some idea whether they might be suitable or not.
So three categories to cover, you know, a huge range of businesses. Our emerging category is for businesses between about 2 and 7 years old. These are typically, you know, innovative startup phase businesses. They've likely established themselves with a million or two of turnover, but they're fast growth. They're doing something really exciting, young businesses. And they're, of course, really important right across the island of Ireland. Category number two is our established category. Predominantly operating in Ireland and the UK, you know, big indigenous businesses, employers, often family businesses, you know, as the name says, well-established, been going for years. Not to say they're not innovative. To stay alive in this world, you've got to be very innovative. And then, of course, our international category. These are Irish businesses that are competing in global markets, very often located in global markets, thriving on the world scene. So those three categories encompass a huge amount of businesses. And, there's, you know, frankly, most private businesses in the country are eligible for nomination. And nominations can come really from anybody, from, you know, if you're, you know, working in one of those businesses, if you're an entrepreneur yourself, a family member, an investor, etc. If you think the entrepreneurial spirit is there, for sure, make the nomination.
Right, so it's quite inclusive, you know, rather than sort of excluding a lot of certain people or firms. There's a lot going on around the world, bundles of noise geopolitically and all the rest of it, but what kind of theme are you looking at in your competition?
Well this, I think growth and sustainability of growth, I think is incredibly important for Ireland, let alone for the businesses themselves. You're right, I think, to point out geopolitical uncertainty. It's hard for businesses right now in terms of investment certainty, particularly those looking overseas. You know, in Ireland, we have a huge FDI market, which is very complementary with entrepreneurship. But we can see some challenge to that FDI growth in Ireland. And I guess that's going to place more reliance from, you know, from an employment situation, from an economic situation, on indigenous business and on entrepreneurs. You know, I personally bet a lot that entrepreneurs will be a core driver of economic growth in Ireland over the next couple of years.
Right, somebody listening in this morning who's had their breakfast and said, that Roger Wallace guy, that sounds like me. You know, I'm at that stage now. I'd like to enter that competition. I've heard of it before, but now I've kind of reached that point where I think I could get there. What will they experience? What will that program look like for them if they get onto it?
Yeah, so first, it's a nearly a year-long program. Nominations are between now and the 17th of February. Finalists will be selected by an independent judging panel. It's not me, it's not EY, it's a judging panel of 12 past winners chaired by Harry Hughes. Representation from Enterprise Ireland and Invest Northern Ireland are program sponsors. And in early April, you'll find out you're a finalist. And then you're on a roller coaster of joining the alumni, from executive education to networking events to social gatherings. Of course, the highlight is often our CEO retreat. This year, we're going to Toronto, an important trade link for Ireland.
That's pretty topical, yeah, with the way Canadian-US business relations are going, and I see Canada looking to forge new links in Asia and so on, so that there's a fit there from your point of view.
100%. We think about this an awful lot, and we think about it, you know, a period of time in advance. You know, last year we brought about 140 entrepreneurs, so the finalists, which we host, plus many alumni, off to Japan, an important Eastern trading link for Ireland. Of course, North America is always going to be important for Irish entrepreneurs, and Irish entrepreneurs have always done well in the UK and the US, but times are different in the US now, and we need to be a little bit more diverse in our thinking. I think the government recognised this. So we made
So that trip to go to Toronto and look at Canada is part of that whole diversifying and so on and looking at different markets. You're tapping into that?
Well, absolutely. I will do a real acceleration of what the Canadian market offers Irish entrepreneurs that's selling into it, establishing into it, supply side, etc.
Now, do you sometimes as well look back and look at your alumni and see where they are now? I'm sure there's some have done exceptionally well, others maybe not so much. It could be a struggle. But do you look back at the contribution they make into the economy after the awards are long gone and they've moved on into a new phase?
Oh, we measure it all the time. So the first thing we do is, I mean, the real value of this is keeping the alumni together. There's about 650 alumni members now. I mean, 80% of this alumni group do business with each other. And that's not just with one other alumni. We only tick that as qualifying when they do business with more than 10 fellow alumni. A third invest or receive investment in one another. Collectively, they contribute about $30 billion to the Irish economy in terms of income. So, and employ, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, probably 300,000 people at the latest count. So this is a big group of private business owners, and frankly, the only way into it, you can't buy your way in. It's not for EY clients.
It's
to be selected as a finalist.
Okay, finally, before you go, what important dates are there? Because a lot of people will have heard you say, yeah, I might come back to that or whatever. What do they need to know date-wise and application submission dates and all the rest of it?
Get your nomination in between now and the 17th of February. Frankly, the earlier the better. How it works is there's a very short nomination on EOY.ie, and then an EY partner will come out, meet you for an hour and a half. We write up the nomination form. We make it easy for you. We make it consistent for the judges, and then it's into the judging.
Okay, well, let's see how you get on this year. You've got a pretty good roster over the years. It's always there later in the year. The awards themselves bring in a lot of visibility, a lot of coverage. So it seems a long way away, but it'll gather up steam pretty quickly. So for the moment, thank you very much. That's Roger Wallace, who's Head of Assurance and the EY Entrepreneur of the Year Ireland competition. Thank you for joining us in the studio, Down to Business. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.